This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
What a way to end the week. We get to talk music, we get to talk SA music, we get to talk Western Cape music, we get to bring it close to home in Worcester. If we can talk to a Worcesterian on a Friday, then I know the day is going to be good. None other than Melissa Jane. Melissa, good morning. Welcome to breakfast. Ooh, Melissa, you still gemute there on your side. There you are.
Thank
morning,
you so
Melissa.
Much for having me, guys.
It's such a pleasure. What's Worcester like today? I see the temperature was cold this morning. I've got the paper here in front of me. It was 3 degrees this morning.
Oh, too cold. I'm sitting here with a cup of coffee. What a way to warm my hands this morning.
You got to do what you got to do. Now, Melissa, for those people who have watched that TV program called Die Kontrak, and they would know your name. You're not a stranger to those who enjoy good music on television. So did you ever think, when you started with music a bit later on in your life, that just a few years later you'd be on TV?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Like, I was always a shy girl.
Uh-huh.
You know that moments where you sing in the bathroom and you don't want anyone to hear you. And then you just sit there, can I really sing? Or something like that. So that was something very major for me to be on TV. But yeah, I enjoy the opportunity. I enjoy the moment. Yeah, and I'm grateful for that.
So you've got to tell us now, we don't know what goes on behind the scenes in these things. We only like to watch it and see how it must be so stressful. Yes. Do you... The amount of practice and rehearsals and stuff you have to do behind the scene, that must be tiring, right?
Yeah. To be honest, first I thought there would be a lot of rehearsal, but when you're on TV, like at the back on stage, you must know what to do. They just give you a page and you must sing that way and that way. They don't locate you and what to do. You must just do your thing.
So
and the questions is just going and just going. And yeah, but it was a challenge, but I accepted a challenge, and it gave me more confidence to be open to cameras and all of that. I'm grateful for all of that.
Yeah, what a great experience in your life. I mean, you walk away from these kind of things. Do you feel you're more experienced, better prepared? You've been through some of the struggles of TV and the stress and all of that. Is that
yeah.
do you
Can
feel
I
like?
Tell you,
yeah, yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Uh-huh.
After I was in the top eight,
yeah.
All this stuff, obviously you got hope to go far and all of that in you. And that moment when they told me, like, I'm knocked out of the competition, like, that can really hit you, you know?
Yeah.
So that was major for me. But one thing that stood out is that after that competition, you can feel like you're not enough, you're not good enough. And before I sang, I prayed, and I was like, God must really be with me in that moment because it's something I never went through. And I literally cried. And at that moment, I was just starting to pray. And that moment could have broke me because most of the artists that are in competitions, they don't want to sing after that anymore. They're not motivated enough. But I told God to still keep that fire in me, although I didn't make it till far or win the competition of whatsoever, and I'm just grateful for coming out stronger.
Yeah, well, Melissa, I mean, that's such a massive thing you've just said, because that's what life really is about. If we're a person of faith, we're going to go through those bad times, but just because you go through the difficult times, it doesn't mean your calling, that doesn't mean the call that God's got on your life has gone out the window. It's just one place in the whole wide world where you were singing, and if that's not the place for you, then God will open the other door somewhere else.
Exactly. I'm with you on that.
So now we've got the TV behind us, and you're still writing and you're still creating music in the background. I always ask this question because I'm fascinated by the creative process, but writing your own songs, do you have a whole file somewhere, a whole collection of all of these songs that come out of your head and your heart and your mind at the most unusual times? Collect a whole file full of music?
Yeah, you know, people think it's very easy to write. You just sit there and you put on paper what's on your mind.
Yeah.
It's not like that. Like what I do is when I'm driving or when I'm at the place and I got a tune in my head and some lyrics. I always write it down in my notes. So I have this all of this notes of quotes and stuff that I think of, and I write it down. And then at the end of the day, I just put them all together and make sense of it all. And yeah, about the experiences and like basic stuff during the day. And I just write it down. And yeah, I just put it all together. And I'm like, wow, Melissa, take my guitar, play a tune, and yeah, I get a song.
I find that quite amazing. For everyone who's
It doesn't come
listening,
easy.
and for those of us listening that aren't songwriters, you know, I can't imagine just sitting down. I can write other things, but I mean, sitting down and suddenly having a song come to you and having words and then grab an instrument and play it. So I'm so grateful the way God has made us all so unique, but also so different from one another. And our processes are different in the way we do things. I want to talk about your new song, Ekkes Vry. We look forward to playing it. It's been out a while. What was the process in creating that particular song? And it's beautiful. I can't wait to play it.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. So I've written that song 5 years ago, actually. And I was in this writing school when I was 16. So I go on a writing camp in Stellenbosch. And I've met all these famous writers and poets, and they collect. They there was like a mini competition, writing competition, and I was the youngest contestant in the competition. I think I was like 15 years old, yes. And they had like a workshop where they help us write songs and everything. And yeah, we were just competing against each other and writing songs. And it was very scary at that moment, because I wasn't a writer and I was surrounded by all these creative people, and I was sitting there and my pen just flowed. And after the end of the week, I won that competition.
Wow.
It's called Arte Café Crescendo. You guys can go look it up. And so the prize was to record a song. So then I wrote that song and they recorded it for me. So that was kind of the highlight of my career. And the song is about my career and my relationship with God and my flame for singing. And I'm free. Like I love doing what I'm doing, and I'm the place where I must be. So that's kind of where the song came
Oh,
from.
that's beautiful. Yeah, we know Arte Café Crescendo well. We do chat a lot of their artists. Selby Williams, I know he's still busy. He puts in a lot of effort there at
Yes,
Arte
yes.
Café. We played his song just a few minutes before you and I chatted. So yeah, we know. And who when you were there, who was your mentor that was working with you the most?
So it was Dani from Spoegwolf, Jumblebeesem that time, Anna
Awesome.
Duyvel, Dion Meyering.
Hey.
Yeah, so yeah, it was a lot, but the other people really inspired me, and I'm so grateful still for them. They're still helping me. I still ask them for advice and for writing skills, and yeah.
Yeah, that's such a great group. Actually, we played a song that Selby Williams sang together with Maiden just a little bit earlier on in the program as well. So yeah, we know that team. They're doing
Beautiful
beautiful
song,
work and
yes.
creating so many great moments for people like you and young artists that are going to become, who knows? And I think that's the beautiful thing here. I never thought I'd be at an age where I could say, you know, as a young person, listen, as a young person, you've got the whole world, you know, your life ahead of you. But what's really important is that you've
Yes.
got this passion, right, Melissa, inside of you. Irrespective
Yes.
of anything
Yes.
else, there's that desire to do this. And that's beautiful because God places that inside of us. Like, what's your big dream?
So I this that this I never thought of a question. Like when I started singing, I always told myself, most of the people sing and they tell themselves at a young age, "Yo, I want to be famous. I want to sell a lot of albums. I want to do that." But my mindset was a little bit different. So I always told myself that the talent wasn't given to me. It was given by God to serve others, to inspire others. And my main goal is, in my dreams, for people to hear my voice and be inspired by it, for my music to make a difference in someone else's life. And what's heartwarming is when I release that song, Ekkes Vry, people message me like, "Yo, Melissa, your song got me through this and through this." I think that is
Wow.
the biggest achievement for me was when people listened. And as I always say, I never told myself that I want to be big or I want to be famous, because my talent wasn't given to me. It was gift to serve others, and I would love to do that for the rest of my life, and not just to serve people, to enjoy music. And found comfort in it. So yeah.
Well, we are
And that's a big
crazy
thing for
about
me.
your attitude. We love it, Melissa, really. And now you see, if we know the heart behind the music, it isn't to say I'm going to see how much money I can make out of my music, is to see how many lives can I
Yeah,
impact. And that's eternal. That's stuff that's got
and
eternal value.
skins and royalties and all that stuff.
Look, let's be honest here. Unless you're a certain select few, particularly gospel music is not going to make anybody rich in South Africa. So it's really got to be about your passion and your heart. So,
Yes,
exactly.
truly.
Melissa, before we play your song and greet you and set you free for your rest of your Friday morning, if people are going to have heard your heart, and you sound like the kind of person they want to follow on the socials to see what you get up to and to follow your music and your career, where can we find you online?
Okay, so you guys can follow me on Instagram by Melissa Jane Music. So I have on Facebook, on Instagram. You guys can go search Melissa Jane on YouTube, and yeah, also I will release some new music next month. So I'm very excited for that. So they can just check my socials and be updated with all of that. And yeah, I'm excited.
So don't miss out. Melissa Jane is what you're looking for. It's one L and two S's, Melissa Jane. And for those of you who stream your music, like on Spotify, for example, the song you can find there, and you can enjoy it right there and stream it. But otherwise, go and follow her journey. New music coming up. Do you do any shows? Do you gig? Do you do any live performances?
Yes. I've actually at the Karoo Gardens end of the month 21, where they're going to be a big braai feast at
Lekker.
the Karoo Gardens in Worcester. So people can just check on my page. All the details is there. They can buy tickets to the show, and yeah.
You had us there with music and braai. We're there. You sold us the music and braai. I want to
Stunning.
know. We're not going to miss it. That's the voice of the very passionate and lovely Melissa Jane. We're going to play her song, which is called Ek Is Vry. You're going to hear it in a moment. But first, Melissa, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. What a great way to end our radio week. You take care, be blessed, and we can't wait to hear your new music, and we're going to enjoy this one until the next single arrives.
Thank you so much.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.